College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right. You heard the man. It's Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. My guest today, Brett Line from Aqua Systems. We're going to talk about how to control water around and from the outside of your home, stopping leaks. We'll talk about Aqua Systems' brand new water softener. Can't wait to get to that. My hack today is creative ways to save water. Do not miss that halfway through the show. And how to remove chemicals from your water. We all probably want to know that for sure. And some fun facts, questions, and trivia just about water and us with water in general. So, speaking of trivia and questions, you can still call in today with any questions about your home from the foundation to the roof. We cover it all. We got it for you today. You can reach us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Plus, if you're looking for any type of water system, I urge everyone to call in and ask Brett about it and about Aqua Systems promo for our Right at Rich Home listeners. Also, for me, I would love to have a conversation with you about, you know, what have you done to conserve water inside your home? We're going to be touching on that today with my hack and everything. So let's see if anything you've done maybe matches any ideas in the hack. I'd love to have a conversation with you about that today. Again, you can find us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Call in with any of those topics. And for now, I want to jump right into Brett here. Hey, Brett, are you with us?
I'm here. Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning. Hey, thanks for joining us another Saturday afternoon. What I like to call, voted by me, the best hour of radio all week long right here. Definitely voted by me, but so you know, and you know, the topic of water, I was thinking, and as I go out and I run around, you know, looking at people's homes and stuff, of course, the past week or so, you know, we have had some rain Wednesday night, Thursday, a lot of rain, and you know, water, it can really affect us in some negative and, of course, positive ways. We can't live without it, but it can also harm and hurt and do so many things. And, you know, running around like that, I see so much up front of, you know, roofs and siding and flashing and how do we get it right? And, you know, people, you know, when you side your house, you make it look better. But the real trick is getting it installed right, getting what's behind there. It's always about what's behind everything. You know, it's kind of like your guys' water softener, you know, systems. It makes the water better and does all these things. It makes your appliances and things like that, washers, dryers, dishwasher, last longer. You use less soap. And here it is off the scenes behind in the basement. You wouldn't even know it's there if you didn't go around there. And, you know, managing water around a home is kind of the exact same way. You know, you see your gutters and stuff, but you don't see the pipes underground, or you don't see that water control system behind, you know, underground behind your retaining walls and things like that. You don't get to see that drainage plane system we would install behind a siding system, so the home's protected even without, you know, siding on it. There's so many things like that and so many interesting things, you know, with water and how it can break down and destroy. And that's what we're kind of building up against everything. So I wanted to remind everybody real quick, you know, all this outside stuff is so important. And coming up towards the end of March, on March 24th, we are going to have a webinar about all this exterior stuff, roofing, siding, windows, doors. You can learn everything we know about the outside of your house, what we do, learn about Exteriors by Mosby, how we do it. It's a great thing. We had one on kitchens, had like 70 people show up to see that, hoping to get just as many for the outdoor exteriors one. So that should be a lot of fun. You can go to mosbybuildingarts.com/seminars and check it out, get information, register for it. Again, March 24th at 11:30 a.m. So, Brett, I thought we would run through something kind of in the topic and the spirit of that, because there's, you know, so many different things with water. I found some interesting, just kind of like facts and trivia questions about just water in general, what we do here, you know, how we live, the planet, everything about it. And there's some really cool, you know, kind of interesting things that you might not really know or realize how big or how small, you know, some things are. So have you ever seen, the first one would be, you know, what percentage of Earth's surface is covered with water?
Yeah, it's a huge amount. We don't really think about it.
Yes, it absolutely is. It's amazing. So it's about 71% covers, you know, all of our surface there. So this one I found really interesting, because when you think about how much water is on, you know, just around the whole planet, and how much of it is there. So when you look at all the fresh water, less than 0.3% of fresh water is in our rivers, lakes, and the atmosphere, which is, you know, to 71% of the earth being, you know, water and oceans and all this stuff, and you think about how many lakes and rivers and things we have around, all of a sudden now we're on such a small number. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a small, very small number. It draws the water from the sea in that area and then drops it back down in rain. And that fresh water is just a very minimal percentage of that massive amount that covers the earth.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when I read through that, how small that really is. So, Brett, do you know how much, because you guys sell your bottled water and distribute water and the big jug coolers, you know, for our work and stuff like that. Do you know how much water a person should consume per day to maintain health?
Well, I think it talks about 2.5 quarts, I think, right?
Yes. Yep. 2.5 quarts is what we should be putting down. Good job to actually, you know, stay healthy. I did see another one that talked about the difference in water and food and how, you know, you can literally, like, a human could go without food for about a month and survive and end up
living. I think I can go longer.
I think I could probably do a little bit longer myself too, but with water, it's a week, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, what, you know, the importance of that is crazy. So do you know, last one here I'll do, what percentage of the earth's water is suitable for human consumption, for drinking?
I know it's a very small percentage, probably like 1%.
Yeah, absolutely. It is 1%. You know, so when we talk about water and water shortages and all this, all the water in the world, and here we got 1% that's actually good for us. So on that note, I can't wait. We're going to get into our first break here, but I can't wait to get into this new water softener system you guys have. I want to get into that for sure when we get back. And if anybody has questions about that or anything else going on around your house, the rain, leaks, anything happening here lately, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we will return after this. All right, here we go. We're back. Got Brett Line on the line with us from Aqua Systems. And, you know, if you do want to ask Brett about one thing today, We're going to get into it in a little bit, but call in and ask him about the promo for Ride at Home with Rich listeners. But for right now, I can't wait to get into this. Brett, I want to talk about your new water softener system. Has that come out yet? And you know, what's up with it? You know, how's it really different?
Well, what we're talking about is when you talk about water softeners and Aqua Systems, our company, this company, we continue to try to find improvements, things to improve in the market. It's not just a matter of pushing something out or somebody comes up with something somewhere and we copy it and so forth. But we've got folks that actually, we continue to look for better ways and new ways to improve equipment, efficiencies. You know, you talk about, as you just, we were speaking about the access to potable water and drinkable water and the very low percentage.
Yeah.
So it's very important to be able to be, you know, mindful of that kind of scenario. So the softener that we have come out with, the Smart Choice water softener system, is we've been able to make some changes and some adapt to where we're actually using 50% less salt when the water softener regenerates.
Oh, nice.
It's going to use 50% less salt than the standard softeners of the past. And the same amount as far as water when it does its regeneration from 75 gallons down to about 24 gallons of water. So it's a significant difference. And the whole process is also very different. Many times people in the past have had softeners over the years, you know, Rich, softeners back in the 60s and 70s and the 80s and those time frames were going through 8 and 10, 12 pounds of salt. When they regenerated, they used 75, 80 gallons of water in the process. And that whole process and that time will just eat up a lot of salt, eat up a lot of water. I know days gone by, people, all they ever think about is having to remember taking salt down in the basement all the time, having to pick up salt or running out of salt.
Yeah.
And always having that in the back of their mind. And a lot of times when we talk to folks, they kind of have that look like, yeah, I remember when, and Dad always had to bring in. He always made me carry the salt down the basement. And
exactly.
Went through a ton of it. And that just is not what these systems are, not like that any longer. This system in particular only uses the standard softener for a standard home, you know, 3 or 4 people in the house. We'll use about 4 pounds of salt when it regenerates, which is very minimal. And if you have we offer a 50-pound bag of water softener salt. So if you're only regenerating 2-3 times a month, you're going through 8-12 pounds of salt on a 50-pound bag, it's going to last you quite a while before you have to bring a bag down into the basement as far as putting salt back in it. And the system itself also, there were a lot of trouble over the years. People, because of the way the water softener works, it puts water in that tank where the salt's at to dissolve it, to be able to use it for its regeneration. And a lot of times that salt sitting in water breaks down. Over time, it can cause what they call bridging, where actually it's a sheet of salt that builds up at the top of the water and it blocks the salt from getting down the water. And just a lot of issues, dirt and stuff like that, where that salt sitting in water, our new system that we have now, that brine tank, that salt tank remains dry. There's no water in it until the softener looks at your, it pulls up your water usage. It tracks how much water you're using. It looks at how much water capacity it has available for the next day and says, yep, I can make it, or no, it won't make it. I'm going to need to regenerate tonight. 3 hours before it regenerates, it puts water in the brine tank. It dissolves the salt it's going to need. 3 hours later, it kicks on, pulls that water out, but never puts it back in. It just leaves it empty and lets that salt dry out so it doesn't cause that bridging, and it's using much less salt. So we're really excited about the system. I know in the industry, it's maybe you're like, ooh, okay, water softener. But it is something that's pretty significant for homes and for consumers to be able to introduce something that's going to eliminate service calls, follow-up calls, headaches, and labor involved with salt and putting more salt and all those kind of things in the system. So And even what we're doing right now with, as you mentioned just a moment ago, with the folks listening on the radio this morning, our office is not open right now, but if they call us at 314-832-5500 and leave me a message or leave a message there that you listened to the show today, we can take off an additional $200 off of the installation price.
Oh, wow. Nice.
For the customer, if they decide to buy a water softener, we also do bottled water, and we're often offering customers for the ride at home, if the customer is listening and they decide to purchase a water softener, if they're interested, we'll give them a water cooler to use for free for 1 year. They can buy the bottled water from us, and we'll deliver it to them and drop it off, but they can use the cooler for no charge for 1 year. Just to see the difference of good drinking water versus, not good drinking water as far as it's directly coming. So those are both great things, and we're pretty excited about it and offering it, and want to try and encourage folks to right now doing things with their home, doing something significant to make a big improvement for themselves on improving the quality of water coming in their home.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love the promo, the $200 off the installation. And I urge everybody, call them, check them out online. How can everybody get to you guys and get this set up?
Well, again, if you call the office right now, 314-832-5500 to leave me a message, or you can also check us out if you want to just look out some information on our website, ilovemywater.com. or aquasystems.com. Once you get on the internet, the screen will come up. You can put your zip code in. It'll direct you to our St. Louis location, which is a little bit different, Rich, with a lot of our competitors, is that they require you to call them to come out and before they'll offer any pricing. All of our pricing is right there online. You can see what the cost are on our products, our warranties, and all the information. We try to be upfront, like Mosby does with customers, and communicating and trying to make things very upfront and honest, no hidden things. We like to provide that information because we like to develop not just a sale, but develop a relationship with a customer that's long term to help them through with their water services.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love, the efficiencies of that new system. And, everybody's doing this. And, my hat coming up after the break is about conserving and saving water and, tips and things that we can do. It's so important now to start doing that. And when you buy new appliances, look for that and go with, units that are doing that and stuff like that. I was just explaining to my wife the other night, she was washing dishes in the sink, and I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, well, it's not enough to fill it up all the way for the dishwasher, so I'm just washing through these. But I'm like, yeah, if it fills it up any little bit more than half, go ahead and run it, because you'll use half the water that you use in the sink to actually wash them, and all that. So it's like, if you could get it to 60% full, just go ahead and run it then, and it's ready for the next day, and you've still used less water. So hey, we got to start getting into our middle break here, but I want to remind everybody, don't go anywhere, because my hack will be up next after the break, and it will be all about conserving this water and everything. So stick with us, we'll be right back.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, here we go. My Right at Home Hack every week. And I got to tell you, conserving water has become more important than ever. People worldwide struggle to find clean drinking water. As our population grows, the problem's just going to grow with it. And it is imperative that we start using water wisely to avoid waste. So some of the statistics out there, we were just talking about on the air here, 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with water, but less than 1% of that is good for human use. Americans use an average of 100 gallons of water a day per person. Americans use 127% more water water today than we did in 1950, 127%. 95% of the water we use goes right back down the drain, and 10% of American homes have water leaks that drip away 90 gallons a day or more in 10% of the homes. So if everybody could fix that, we could fix a big problem. But so here's some ideas to help. But keep in mind that even a few small changes can add up to hundreds of gallons of water saved. So in your kitchen, don't use running water to thaw frozen foods. Use the microwave or the refrigerator. When washing your fruits and vegetables, use a container rather than letting the water just run and flow over them down into the drain. When you're finished cooking foods that required boiling water or steaming, you can allow the water to cool and use that to water your houseplants. And when you have to do dishes, put them in the dishwasher. We were just talking about this again. Modern day dishwashers use far less water than hand washing, for sure. And finally, just limit running your garbage disposal, because you always got to run water down the drain through when you do that. So if you can limit that, you'll limit the amount of water going through and down. So in your bathroom, brush your teeth or shave at the sink and don't have the water running while you do it. While you're washing or lathering your hands, turn the water off while you do that. Bathtubs use up to 30 gallons of water. Okay, so a 5-minute shower uses 10 to 15 gallons of water. So better to take shorter showers. You can replace your shower heads with water-saving low-flow varieties. So you can check that. I just put out a video this morning on this, how to do it. Get a 1-gallon bucket or pot. If it takes less than 24 seconds to fill that up with your shower head, you should consider replacing it for sure and help out. So replace old toilets with high efficiency models, and you can replace the systems in your toilet to have the double flush system. I've done that to all the toilets in my house. And then the last one in there is, don't flush anything down the toilet that didn't come from a human body. It does use a lot of water running through, so get rid of that waste a different way would help a lot. Generally around the house, when your appliance need replaced, find water efficient units for your home. It will just really help out. Only run full loads of laundry. And if you haven't checked, check your house for leaks, like we were just saying, and get them repaired for sure. When you go outside, now outside the home, manage your sprinkler systems to be effective. Most grass types only need about an inch of water every 5 days to keep them green. So make sure there's running good. Stock your garden or your landscape with plants that don't require as much water. You can water your lawn or garden in the morning so that it, you know, will prevent evaporation and won't waste as much water. And if you can, wash your car at local car washes, because car washes are like that dishwasher, tends to use a lot less water, and they will recycle, filter, and reuse some of that wastewater in those systems. So it's really using even less. So these are just a few ways that you can start conserving water every day, but do some research, learn more about it, get involved, and watch as you not only save your water, energy, but and money as you do so. And remember, you can see all these hacks online on my social media, Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook, just search that, or at Rich Orris for Twitter, and you can see all these hacks every week. And don't forget, if you want to know more about this, learn more about this, or talk with Brett Lyon from Aqua Systems, check us out right now on 97.1 FM. We're on the air live. So we're going to get back at it here with Brett. Hey, Brett, talking about, you know, conserving water and stuff like that. And I was explaining just then that I've upgraded all my toilets with the dual flush handles. And I had a friend of mine a few years back that was looking at them, and he was really saying, you know, is it really worth doing that? You know, if one home does that, you know, what does it really save? And I was like, yeah, exactly. If one home does it, it's kind of a complete waste for that home. But if everybody does it, you know, think about the water treatment plants and all the things. If we even got all of O'Fallon, Missouri, where I live, you know, 100,000 people, 90 to 100,000 people or something, got everybody to do that, I mean, we would save just gallons and gallons of water, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and the impact it would make, just the simple fact, and you read it earlier about the amount of gallons of water that's lost between the water source to the home with leaky pipes and city systems leaking. And
yeah,
there's such a tremendous amount of leaking of water. So anything that we do that can assist in that process as far as saving on water and the water we use would make a tremendous impact.
Yeah, yeah. So I was telling them, you know what? Yeah, just me doesn't do a lot of good, but here's a thought. You do it too, and then tell somebody else that you did it and why. And then as we do this and we get it to grow and work, it's just going to save us all money, and it's going to save water treatment plants, you know, having to have more or get bigger or handle more, all this stuff. You know, it's just better, you know, all the way around for sure. But I did want to get into, you know, like talking about water treatment plants. Well, how do you treat the water, you know, when you guys have these different systems and everything, and we talk about chemicals, you know, that are in the water? You know, I would just be kind of curious, like, you know, what kind, can you just explain to the listeners, like, what chemicals do we need to remove from our water, and why should we be worried about that?
Well, I think you and I have talked about this before, and that's why I think our alignment between Aqua Systems and Mosby is very similar and works very, very well together, because our philosophies, again, are the same in concerning with the customer. Our idea is to try to educate the consumer and try to give information so they can be educated and learn about what they're wanting to do. The chemicals that you're talking about, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is what regulates our standards on our water quality. And the EPA requires that your water supplier, if you have a Illinois or Missouri American Water Supply or a local municipality or whoever your supplier is required by the EPA once a year to do testing on the water. Now, the EPA gives them a list of chemicals that these are the things that you need to track so folks are aware what's in the water. Now, that's not saying they take the water, they test it, and they list everything that's in the water, but they do have a list of things they are to track. And you can go to your water provider and you can pull up the test results. They'll sample the water in their area over different samples, and then they'll put all that information together and they'll put it on there, and you could look, like, now you could probably get on there and see information from 2019. I don't know if they have 2020 up there yet, but you could pull it up and you can see all the list of the chemicals, what the standard is that's allowable, and what the actual amount that was found. And then you can look at those chemicals and also say, what in the world is that chemical? And pull it up and take a look at it. A lot of it has to do with residual treatment from chlorinization and chemicals that they put in to kill bacteria and such. So
yeah,
these are all things that are in the water. And do we have time to continue to talk, or do you need to go to break here in a second?
No, we got a couple minutes. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Well, when we take a look at those things, the other, a couple of years ago, I can remember, and Rich, I don't know if you remember this or not, but there was a big to-do in the news, and they were talking about pharmaceuticals, where people are taking old, expired medications and such. And
just
down the toilet and flushing them. You know, yep. And those things end up in the water supply. Now, they're not anything that's actually required to be tested, per se, but they're things that break down, they get into the water supply source, the rivers, and these kind of things, and those are a lot of times in the water. So we offer equipment. Matter of fact, Rich, today I was putting some information on our Aqua Systems St. Louis Facebook page concerning chemical removal. With our Pioneer One filter system and some other systems that deal with chemical removal, not just water softeners. I mean, that's one thing that can improve the water quality for your home.
Yeah, yeah.
But also actual chemical removal, taking out the chlorines and the chloramines and the many other things that are listed that are in your water to give you better water quality.
Yeah, wow. And yeah, talking about, you know, it, one of the advices in the hack there, saving water, was don't flush anything down the toilet that, you know, didn't come from a human. Well, your old prescriptions, your stuff like that, it didn't, you know. So, yeah, dispose of that a different way. You know, I'm sure if you did a little research, there's probably something out there, some way to actually dispose of that the best way possible. I would imagine there's always something like that out there. But hey, we will get into our final break right now. And if you have any questions for me or Brett, anything about your house, anything about the water, the things that Aqua Systems is doing, please feel free to call us in the last segment. We can squeeze you in for sure. And we'll be right back with that after these messages. All right. We are back. Final segment, like we said. Final segment. If you got anything for us, feel free. Call in. Get in right away. 314-241-9797. I did want to remind everybody out there, two or three things. You know, we have our upcoming exteriors webinar I was talking about earlier on March 24th at 11:30 a.m. If you want to learn all things about the outside of the home, siding, windows, doors, we'll have it all. Check that out. You can go to mosbybuildingarts.com/seminars, find all that information, get registered. You can find all of our services and everything we always talk about at callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or give us a call if you want me to come out, check out some things going on, or any of us here at Mosby. We got a great big team there that can look at every aspect of the home. So you can give us a call at 314-909-1800. And of course, for Brett and for Aqua Systems, you know, the easiest website in the world to remember, ilovemywater.com. Go there, check them out. You'll find everything you need to know about those water systems. So Brett, I did have a question for you something I didn't realize. I was actually reading an article about, they were talking about the three different types of salt, and I didn't even really realize they're, you know, rock salt, solar salt, and evaporated salt. And I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. So does it matter? And what type of salt do you guys use, or what should be used in your guys' system?
Well, just real quick, Rich, to follow up from our last segment, I did want to mention that if people are looking for some other information on the chemicals and contaminants and things in water, or just education on water, they can go to the Water Quality Association, which is their website is WQA.org, and there's lots of information as far as contaminants, if you're looking to find out information about what's in the water and so forth. Concerning your question, as far as the source of the salt is not so much the issue, because each of those things you mentioned, they come from different sources and aspects of processing and getting the salt. What we just encourage with our customers is, number one, we provide salt. If they're interested, we sell it, we deliver it. There's a lot of folks not able to go up and downstairs in basements and take it downstairs, or don't want to, or there's some folks that are just busy, and oftentimes they'll just forget about the water softener salt until they run out.
Well, that way you know when you're getting the right thing too, you know?
And so the product that we recommend is, yeah, you know that you're getting the right thing and that it's a good, clean salt. That's what we really try to encourage folks, is something that's a good, clean salt. There's a lot of cheap salt that doesn't cost a lot. Most of the time you'll find it's not expensive, because there's a lot of dirt and contaminants in it because of where they processed it or how they processed it and so forth. And so it's not real expensive, and you can put it in there, but that dirt gets into your brine tank, and then that goes into your softener, and then that goes into your home, and it just causes problems. So we really try to encourage people to look for a good, a lot of times you'll see on the bag it says you know, 99% or 90-something percent purified, clean salt. Now, there is a difference also, and I don't know how much time we got left here, but the difference between a sodium chloride and a potassium chloride, those mm-hmm. two products are separate products, and there's different applications for those. Just depends on the individual. As far as the sodium chloride, regular salt water softener salt, which is what you see most of the time, is less expensive. However, some folks have sodium issues with blood pressure they're not supposed to be consuming, and the potassium provides an alternative to that. You have some little potassium residue instead of sodium, so that can make a difference and help folks out. And there's some other applications. If people give us a call, 314-832-5500, and I'd be more than happy to answer those questions and help them out with it.
Yeah, awesome. And you know, talking about, you know, the how the salt's made and, you know, how dirty or clean and all these different things, you know, we have the exact same thing in our concrete. When, you know, I've had people are, you know, well, how's some concrete better than other concrete, or how, and it's so much of it's about the type of aggregate rock, you know, that you put in it. There's actually state approved limestone that if they're doing highways and things like that, they're using this because it's exactly like you were talking about. It has less dust, it's cleaner, and it just, you know, makes a better rock inside of there. And so, yeah, it kind of goes into that theory about get something good quality so you don't have, you know, these issues that happen inside of that, like with right. the concrete. It's dirty, so it doesn't let the concrete be as good as it possibly could be, as it, you know, creates a chemical reaction and, you know, hardens and does all that stuff. And that's another reason, other than freeze thaw, is why you see so much of the roads breaking up and the popping and the chunks and the different things like that, is they got something mm-hmm. dirty in there. So, you know, use that theory with everything that you do, even your salt and your water softeners and everything. You know, so important, you know, through all that, for sure. So we are getting really low here on time. But Brett, I did want to thank you once again for coming on again. Great show, great conversation. I love the new unit that you guys have. One more time, real quick, can you give out that website and the phone number?
Yeah, give us a call at 314-832-5500 or ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com, same location, and you can catch up with us.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Brett. Have a good week. And for everyone else out there, you can get to Mosby at callmosby.com or 909-1800. And for me, I look forward to talking to everybody next week. Everybody have a good week. I'll see you then.